Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Close to 15,000 subscribers. We're doing Before Floor, an hour before every Heat game. That's our pregame show. And then Post Up 5R as soon as the game ends. Those guys are on there right now as we speak. Also, there was an episode of Extra Yard tonight, if you're still paying attention to the Dolphins, who actually have a fairly easy one coming up this weekend against the Jets. We'll see if they can get themselves at least in the hunt, as Dolphin fans like to say. Also, check out FiveReasonsSports.com. FiveReasonsSports.com, Brady Hawk's latest takeaways will be up there tonight, so make sure you get that. No paywall there on FiveReasonsSports.com. And the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is a new sponsor, and we recommend that you go check them out. If you are tired of sort of the chains when you're looking for supplements, go to Intense Nutrition. When we started this sponsorship, we found out a lot of people are going there already. So there's got to be a reason for that, right? They can give you everything, but they can also give you personalized service that you don't get at the chains. They're right in Coral Springs at 2540 North University Drive. That's in a strip mall in Coral Springs. The phone number is 954-775-0257. That's 954-775-0257. But they can help you with everything. They can do the intense cleanse and detox. It can help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in just 10 days. They can design the specific stacks for you, whether for the aging man, the budding athlete, or just to fight cold and flu season and stay healthy. And of course, they can work with you for your pre and post workout regimen. So check them out. Again, it's 2540 North University Drive in Coral Springs. Say hi to Mike and everybody else there. Superior quality, superior service. The Twitter handle is IN_NutritionFL. Also check out their Instagram page by the same name. Again, it's Intense Nutrition. That's in Coral Springs. The phone number 954-775-0257. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. Everybody is home tonight. Greg, Alex, and I. Brady was actually at the game. He braved the flooding, he and Alejandro, and that's one of the reasons why the arena looks so empty early, which I knew the jokes were going to come about that, but literally you couldn't get to the place. But the fans started to fill in, and it seemed like when the fans started to fill in, the Heat were starting to play better because they started slow in this game. Couldn't really score early in the game. Duncan was missing threes. Everybody was missing threes. But then, as is often the case, Jimmy Butler, with some help this time from Bam Adebayo, also Gabe Vincent, PJ Tucker, they settled down and they were really never threatened. Once they took control of this game against Washington, you know, you never really felt like they were going to lose. There were a few random scrub Heat killers out there that you worried about early, but Washington, which has been playing well, especially defensively, just didn't have enough. No Spencer Dinwiddie tonight. They're missing Hachimura. They're missing a few players, but the Heat were also missing Tyler Hero, and they needed to make up production. So we're going to talk briefly about the game, but really the theme of this episode, the floor plan tonight, is Jimmy. Let's do a quick synopsis on tonight. Other than Jimmy, Greg, what stood out to you?
I mean, we talked about, this is now the third time I'm bringing it up, the combination of Gabe, Caleb, and Max. They had 40 points in the last game. They had 28 points tonight off the bench. So you're essentially, you were able to make it without Tyler. And I think that their production, if that can hold up in any level of consistency, it changes this team so drastically. So like, that's my biggest takeaway, is that they were all able to contribute at varying degrees. I think seeing Gabe do it is the most encouraging because the other guys have shown a little bit more. So that is really great, but the story is still Jimmy. I do think we should reference though, Kyle, 12 assists, PJ Tucker had a good game. some of the passes he's making, he's playing at like a different level. He's inspired by being here in a way that I haven't, maybe I just haven't watched PJ Tucker hard enough. And then Bam Adebayo has this quiet 29. So to me, Duncan is still an issue. We're going to maybe briefly touch on that, but the story is still Jimmy.
The story is Jimmy, but Alex, Greg mentions PJ, and you know, you figure that a guy comes in at 36 years old. He's bounced around so much, obviously wins a championship last year, but that he's a fully formed player. And like Greg said, I mean, I've watched him a lot over the years. So he's doing things that I don't really remember him doing. Like the screening, like the question you asked Spo, like that is a PJ Tucker staple, the defense. But again, some of the passing, he had a couple moves around the basket tonight. I'm like, where did that come from? Like, he does seem rejuvenated.
Oh, no. I mean, it's been surprising. And that's why I asked Bo about it, knowing that he would gush about PJ Tucker because he absolutely loves the guy. But really, it's just been fun to watch him be used in different ways where, like, I know we've kind of talked about it in other shows where during those Rockets years, he was really just planted in the corner at all times. And you knew that he could box out well and sometimes grab offensive boards for you, but that was about his offensive impact or what he could do. And it's clear that he's got a little bit of touch around the rim, and he's just getting baskets off of easy cuts, easy plays. He's not doing anything crazy except, you know, the couple times that he's gotten points off of, like, dribble drives. But even then, it's not like he's holding the ball and making a play for himself. It's in the motion of what's going on in the game. You know, somebody is caught off guard, he finds a space to cut in, and boom, it's a basket. It's easy basketball. And I think that's why Spo likes it so much, right? It's all plays that are just kind of high IQ in the moment. And it's more than just being planted at the three all the time, where it's really just, okay, your point total tonight is going to be, well, did the three pointers go your way or not? Right. And I think there's more that he can do. Obviously he knows that teams are going to be leaving him open, so he has a lot of space to kind of cut and do other things. And I just love the way that they're utilizing him. He's been an awesome screener for other shooters as well. Like PJ, I mean, has been better than even I could have imagined. You know how much I wanted him on this team.
You know, and the one last thing on PJ is that he never looks like he's thinking too much. And I think that really is an advantage for him. He just plays straight up off instincts, and it really helps him more than maybe most players.
All right, let's get to it. Again, good performance by the Heat, kind of a workmanlike performance. What you need to do against a team that was coming in a road back-to-back, which lost last night. But you do assert yourself in the East, and you got a chance now with another one against Washington to further assert yourself. But let's get into Jimmy, because I posed this today. I mean, you're talking, you know, again, 32 points, 4 steals, 5 assists. This comes after a triple-double the night before, after he missed 4 games. He always, this is not a surprise. As I said last night, he always comes out of these injury-related breaks on fire, okay? It's just like he gets his legs under him. But a couple of things that stuck out to me tonight. One, he's having a hell of a lot of fun. Like, I mean, even the stuff with him, you know, giving it to Tyler on the side after the steal. I posted one of the photos on the Twitter account. See, he's having a lot of fun, but also it just doesn't seem like he's forcing anything. It just seems to me like he's just waiting for, as Alex likes to say, the food to come up against him to try to defend him. It's just like, he's like, okay, I don't have it now. I'll wait till the smaller defender comes. But then as soon as the smaller defender comes, you're done. And it's all within his pace, his time. And the other thing is the mid-range looks good. Like I know.
Why are teams still switching that, by the way? That's insane that they're still giving Jimmy those guard screens.
Well, but I think they're doing it in part because of some of the Heat's other options, which again is when we talk about Duncan and what he's not providing, that is something I think he's still providing, is that he is causing the defense to still react in ways that present these opportunities to Jimmy. Yep. But also, like, it's just, I mean, the mid-range, like, I was surprised when we looked at the numbers, and I know Coop pointed this out to us, that he was actually better from mid-range last year than the year before, but it just looks cleaner this year. I don't know what it is. He's getting his legs under him. He's got a little bit more lift, a little bit more arc, which is always sort of the issue with him. But I pose this question, and I think this is a reasonable question to ask at this point. How many, and I'm not talking two-way players like Caleb Martin's a two-way player. I'm talking two-way in terms of offense, defense. How many players are playing at a higher level from a two-way perspective in the NBA than Jimmy right now? Greg?
I mean, playing at a higher level right now?
Yeah,
I mean, guess I guess Giannis, but like there's a degree of Giannis that I think you're getting a little bit of the legacy stuff that comes with Giannis, and rightfully so. I mean, he's amazing. Well, I'm not trying to say Jimmy Butler's better than Giannis Antetokounmpo, but like, yeah, you're right. Like other than him, I mean, Kawhi is in that conversation when Kawhi is healthy and locked in. I think we can agree to that. Paul George has always been a great two-way player that doesn't get enough credit in that regard, I think, but he's still to the point. I'm taking Jimmy in a seven-game series any day of the week. I mean, Jimmy Butler, I just was looking at this. He's has his highest usage rate of his career so far, and the fact that he's doing it now with this cast around him and doing it in the two-way fashion that he is, like, he's building himself an MVP case, guys. Like, in that, I think that other than Giannis, and because that team is kind of stuttered out of the gate, Jimmy really is he's putting together a banner season.
Alex, where do you have him now?
It's tough to rank, honestly. I think like what Leif said, you're still going to put Giannis above him. I guess LeBron past May is a better two-way talent because we know he doesn't play defense up until the second round of the playoffs every year. But really, he's right up there. And it's just incredible because we kind of talked about him last season as being at the peak of his powers. And that was coming off a finals run where he was going toe-to-toe with LeBron. So this is the third time now that we're talking about Jimmy like, okay, the Heat have got it to the peak of his powers, right? Like in three different parts of his kind of short tenure with the Heat. We've already talked about it in that way. And I agree with you. Like, I just think right now, the way he's looking, he looks super spry. Like, the most athletic I've seen him in a Heat uniform, I think. And maybe my memory is short there, but I just think, like, let's just get past all the dunks, right? Because he's been dunking the ball a lot. That's the most obvious stuff you could point out there with the legs. It's just how often he's rising up as a driver. Like, he had that one bump layup on Montrezl Harrell where he just went straight up. And he just got so much higher. And, you know, I don't know. He just looks really athletic, really healthy right now. So that's obviously another layer of his game. The usage stuff is all just him being in the best position, I feel like, for himself, where he's in that perfect balance of scoring and creating, where it felt like the past couple of seasons he had to shoulder more of that creating load. And, you know, the credit there is on Kyle Lowry. But Jimmy's at his best right now. He looks incredible.
Yeah, you make a good point there about the athleticism, because I don't think we saw it in his first year here necessarily like this. And I know we didn't see it last year. What he did in the finals against LeBron and against the Lakers wasn't athleticism. It was just pure grit to a certain degree. He just wouldn't be denied, until really he didn't have enough around him to compete.
He has his highest percentage at the rim this season, by the way.
By
a good amount, by the way, like a good gap before second place in his career. As of right now, he's 67% at the rim and second place is 63%.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to it. And you mentioned the dunks, which, that's part of it. I mean, some of that is, it's circumstantial, but still all of it makes the case that he's in better shape. I think, having the full off season, the way he approached the full off season too, which was a lot of relaxation, to be honest, from what I've heard. Okay. And then he got in the gym, but he gave himself some time this time, which sometimes he doesn't do. I do think it's funny that one of the conversations that people were having on social media was he going to live up to the contract? I mean, nobody is thinking about that now, right? Like, I mean, if you're talking about a guy, if he's going to give you 2 years out of the 4 years, if he's going to give you 2 years out of the 4 years where he's a top 10 player, it's worth what you pay on the back end. Okay?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that seems like a really stupid debate right now. Not that we were having it on this show, because I think we were all kind of in agreement on it, but that existed on social media. Are you going to pay Jimmy Butler $50 million when he's a certain age? That is the cost of doing business when you're going to get this guy. The other thing about it is having Dwayne in the building tonight. And I guess the Heat won Dwayne back by sweeping the Jazz. I think that was the reward. But having Dwayne back in the building tonight puts into perspective the level Jimmy's playing at, because we have seen Miami has had the best of the best, right? I mean, you had Shaq not at his peak, but you had Shaq, you had Dwayne, you had LeBron, etc. You know, Zoe and Bosch is a Hall of Famer. Zoe should be a Hall of Famer, okay? Or would have been if, you know.
Gosh, Riley's done so well.
Right. I mean, look at how many guys have come through here. But the reality is, you know, when you look at what Jimmy's doing now, like, it's up there with some of Dwayne's best work. It is. And when you take a look at 2008, 2009, which in my view was Dwayne's best regular season work, obviously the 2006 finals is where people point to. Like, Jimmy is capable, I believe, of putting together a stretch like that. Like, that stretch where Wade, remember the game against Chicago, the double overtime, this is my house against Utah. Like, I don't feel like Jimmy's that far from it right now. And he's doing it in a two-way. The other thing you mentioned about LeBron, I know we all say he doesn't play defense till May. I don't know, and I know it's not really wise to doubt LeBron. I don't know that LeBron can get to that level defensively anymore. I still think with his brain, he can control the action offensively, and there's still enough there athletically. But I don't see any in any universe, and he's older than Jimmy, and he's logged twice as many minutes, okay? But, like, I mean, no universe.
Not trying to move as much as Jimmy does.
Right. There's no way he could play defense at the level that Jimmy's playing at right now, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. And that's why this list is so short. And it's just, it's fascinating because you're right. Like, when I saw the stat that Jimmy is now one triple-double away from matching Bron's nine, like, I thought that no one was going to get to that nine. And like, so it get essentially 10 to break it. Jimmy will probably do that this season. I didn't think that a player was going to come through and do that so soon. Because that's just not typical. And so it just speaks to what you're referencing about with Dwayne in the building. We're watching another era of a player that is at, of that caliber, maybe not for the same period of time or tenure, but definitely at that level now.
The thing about that list that is remarkable, and when we come back from the break, there's one more thing I want to get into. I don't know how Dwayne didn't have more. I really don't. Like, watching all those years, it's stunning. And one of them came at the end, which is amazing. Like, what did Dwayne have, four, I guess? I mean, you would have thought Dwayne would have racked up 15 plus during that time. But yeah, Jimmy's going to get there. Jimmy told an associate when they started getting triple doubles, this is easier than I thought I could do this every night. And you know what? I don't doubt it. And he probably could do pretty close to it every night and add four or five steals, which is the element of this that other players don't do. I think the other player in the conversation when he's healthy and motivated as a two-way player could be Anthony Davis. But because he is great defensively, but we don't see it consistently though, right? We don't see it consistently. And I don't know that you could put Embiid in that class defensively, even though he's pretty good. Obviously offensively he could be. All right,
Dwayne had five triple doubles.
Dwayne
had five, tied with Bam, which, to your point, how crazy is that?
It's stunning. I'm guessing, you know, obviously it was the rebounds he didn't, but he was a plus rebounder for a guard, so you would have expected there would be some 10s, 11s, 12s, and maybe he needs to come back. If he wants to come back, leave Utah, wants to come back, and I don't know. I mean, would he replace Gabe? Gabe played pretty well tonight. So
if he wants to bring somebody along with him, it wouldn't be an issue. I think there's
no, I think they could fit him into the starting lineup somewhere. Still have Tyler come off the bench. You're talking about Mitchell. All right. When we come back, I want to put the win in some perspective and also kind of where the Heat go from here. Before we do though, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. And that is CPT of South Florida. If you're looking for IT for your business, this is the place that you want to go. Reach out to TJ. Again, you got to deal with somebody who is going to care about your needs. And not only does he do that, but he's got great deals for you. 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. That's the promotion going on right now. It's CPT of South Florida. They specialize in cloud hosts and phone systems and manage IT. They've been helping South Florida businesses save thousands per month. They can do the same for you with the cloud phone system. You can work from anywhere on any device, and that is necessary these days. For a free in-person consultation, call TJ at 954-966-2766. 954-966-2766, cpt-florida.com. All right, guys, 11-5. And, you know, they came back from the trip and, you know, the two LA games, the Denver game, they lose the first three. There's some panic. some things haven't really corrected. Like Duncan's still not shooting well. They still don't have everybody in the lineup. Tonight it wasn't Hero. It hasn't really mattered that much. I like what Washington, I'm a fan of Wes Unseld Jr. because I actually went to college with him. So I know him a little bit and I like what he's done in DC. They look organized. They didn't have some of their players tonight, but let's just be honest. They are not at the level of the Heat. And so when you look at the start that they got off to, they are going to fade. Miami is not. I think that's pretty clear. I guess we'll close here as we look ahead to some of the games coming up. They've got a game against Detroit on next week, which should be a game that they get. I mean, they can string some wins together here. They've got Chicago on the schedule, but for the most part, most of these games, you know, look like games that they can handle. Where do you put this now, Greg? I mean, they've come through the worst of it, right?
Yeah, this is the stretch where I think that they can get some victories, because as you referenced, like they go to Washington now, and I think that they have their eyes on beating this team twice and making sure that they recognize early in the season that they are not in the same class. Then you talk about at Detroit, at Minnesota. There's obviously elements of those games you never love because they're back-to-back and they're on the road in cold-ass cities, but I think they can get those. And then the Chicago game is on 2 days rest, yeah, which I think is important to reference. And I haven't looked at Chicago's schedule to see where they're coming in. And then it's the game we've all have circled in the November 29th game against Denver. And then they close out the month of November. To me, like, this is a stretch where they've won four straight. They could easily tack on another 4 out of 5, let's say. And then they really head into December, likely in a 1 or a 2 spot. And I think if any of us said that they would get through the first month of the season in that type of seeding, however it is, and maybe thankfully the parity in the NBA and in the Eastern Conference is helping them in this regard, I think that that's a successful month one.
Alex, what do you want to see from here? Like, what is the one thing? Duncan Robinson, I think, is the obvious one, but is there something else that you think needs to happen here for them to go on a run?
That's actually a really hard question, because they've been playing so well in so many different aspects that there isn't one single thing that I want to see other than just the team shooting, right? Because that's the only thing that hasn't been at a high level, right? And maybe if you want to be nitpicky, is the turnover still being at around the same level that they were around last season? The difference is there's just way more assists. So the turnovers are a lot more palatable when your offensive rating is way higher and you're just generally much better offense. So,
and tonight only 6 turnovers.
Yeah, exactly. So even then it's not really an issue, right? And the Duncan Robinson thing, by the way, I just want to point something out. I've been noticing that a couple of these wins here have a lot of similar stuff. I want to shout out dunksandthrees.com for these numbers here, but I've noticed, and I'm not going to go over all the numbers, but the Jazz, the Pelicans, and the Wizards all give up a ton of mid-range jumpers and don't give up the three. And I think it's just interesting that they're all in the bottom and kind of in the same levels there when it comes to the way that they defend. And I think we've kind of seen those things play out in these games where Jimmy is just getting those jumpers over and over and over again in the mid-range. Not that that's all he's doing, right? He's getting to the rim a lot and getting to the basket a lot. I mean, the free throw line a lot, but yeah, it's just interesting to watch things play out where it's like teams are really making it hard on Duncan, and teams that have a focus on taking away the three, it seems to be that Duncan doesn't really have a counter yet, right? And I think a lot of that has to do with just his own athleticism, right? Where it's like maybe a guy like Joe Harris, who's a little bit smaller, can actually be a little bit quicker, get to the basket as his counter. And Duncan just doesn't have it yet. I think people have been wanting that one dribble pull-up, but I don't know how often it's actually there for him, because he just needs to have that quickness, that handle, and that he doesn't seem like he wants to do it. So that's really where it comes down to for Duncan with me, because I know that three-point shooting is just high-variant stuff. If he doesn't develop like that one dribble pull-up counter, then there really is nothing else to talk about with Duncan.
Heat win tonight. Heat play the Wizards again. And as Greg said, I think that they're pretty determined to sweep this thing. And I don't see Washington. To me, Atlanta is still the most talented team other than the Heat in the division. I just don't know when they're going to get their act together. But I think ultimately the talent likely wins out. I think Washington comes back to the pack a little bit. Thanks for joining us. Also, check out prizepicks.com. We always mention that. Use the code 5. Greg and I are sweating out Kyle Pitts right now because both of us decided to go with that along with Jimmy Butler. The Jimmy Butler number was easy tonight. 20.5 on points. Seriously, the way Jimmy's playing right now, PrizePicks, don't raise it to 25.5, okay, because I don't want to have to think about it. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to Greg. Thanks to CPT-Florida.com. Check that out. And also Intense Nutrition. Thanks to Brady, who made it to the game tonight, which I don't know if he's going to make it out. We'll see. And Alejandro. Check out Alejandro Villegas, 32, on Twitter. Also, he posted a bunch of videos. Actually, we had both of our producers there tonight, our YouTube producers. Manny Chang was there as well in the building. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.